Chapter 14. Carmen. There were only a few hours left until morning. Tony hadn't slept for many hours, but he didn't feel like sleeping. He sat at an open window and looked out into the darkness. He knew that there was no point in trying to escape. The jeeps were well guarded, and so was the plane. Finally, he fell asleep. Tony spent the next day relaxing. In the late afternoon, he and Roberto were sitting in the living room when Tony heard somebody call his name. It was Rosa, Jose's girlfriend.
"Tony," she called, "where are you? There's someone here I want you to meet."
Followed by Roberto, Tony went to find Rosa. Smiling, Rosa took Tony into the garden. There was a swimming pool in the garden, and sitting beside the pool was a girl about Tony's age. Roberto walked to the far end of the swimming pool and sat down on a comfortable chair. Rosa and Tony walked over to the girl.
"This is my sister, Carmen," said Rosa.
"Hi, I'm Tony," Tony said, looking into the bluest eyes he had ever seen. Carmen was so beautiful that Tony couldn't stop looking at her. Carmen smiled, her teeth white against her dark skin, and she pushed her black hair away from her face.
"Hello. Nice to meet you, Tony," she said. "I'll leave you two to get to know each other," said Rosa, and went back inside the house.
"Do you live here, in this house?" Tony asked, sitting down beside Carmen. Carmen stopped smiling.
"No, I'd never live here. Not with Jose," she said in excellent English.
"What do you mean?" asked Tony. "Rosa lives here and..."
"Rosa is in love with Jose," Carmen interrupted. "She thinks that he's the most wonderful man in the world."
"And you don't think so?" asked Tony. Carmen looked to see where Roberto was. He was far enough away that he couldn't hear their conversation. She turned back to Tony.
"I hate Jose," she said. "He's a bad man."
"So why do you come to his house?" asked Tony.
"Because of Rosa," Carmen answered. "Just because she's older than me doesn't mean that she's cleverer than me. Rosa can't see the danger in being with Jose, but I can."
"But if you stay because of Rosa, that puts you in danger too," said Tony.
"I'm her sister. I come here in case she needs me," she said.
"So where do you live when you're not here with Rosa?" Tony asked, watching Carmen as she sat on the grass, the sun shining on her hair.
"I live with my father, in a little house on the other side of that mountain," she replied, pointing to a mountain in the distance. "Perhaps I'll take you there one day."
"How do you know English so well, Carmen?" Tony asked.
"Someone I know taught me," she replied, "but I can't tell you who. If Jose found out, he would kill me."
Tony smiled. "Don't be stupid, Carmen," he said.
"I'm not being stupid, Tony," she said. "It's the truth. Jose would kill me."
There was silence for a few minutes. Finally, Tony asked, "Have you always lived here, Carmen?"
"Yes, I have," Carmen answered. "But I'd like to live in the U.S. one day."
"Is that because your friend is from there?" Tony asked. Carmen smiled.
"Yes."
She stopped and looked at Tony angrily.
"You tricked me, didn't you?"
"I just wanted to know who taught you English," said Tony. Carmen took Tony's arm.
"You mustn't ask any more questions, do you understand?" she said. "It's too dangerous."
"You can trust me, Carmen," said Tony. "I hate Jose as much as you do. All I want to do is get back home. I don't want to be involved in drug smuggling."
"I'd like to believe you, Tony, but I don't know if I can," said Carmen.
She looked over at Roberto, who was busy cleaning his gun. She thought for a few moments.
"Okay, Tony," she finally said. "I'll tell you. One day, nearly 20 years ago, my father was working in the fields of his farm," Carmen began. "He met a stranger, an American, a tall, thin man with untidy red hair. The stranger had traveled a long way, and he was hungry and tired. My father took him to our home and gave him food and a bed for the night. The stranger's name was Mick, and he became our friend. Mick wanted to pay my father back for all his kindness, but he didn't have any money. So he decided the only way he could repay my father was to teach me English. Suddenly, Carmen stood up excited. "I've got an idea," she said. "Maybe Mick can help you get back home. He lives high up on the other side of the mountain in a little house hidden among thick trees. Tony, let's go and see Mick. You can tell him how Jose is forcing you to work for him and that Jose won't let you go back home to Miami. Maybe..." "Wait a minute," interrupted Tony. "I can't go to see Mick with Fernando, Roberto or Louis watching me all the time. It's impossible. And Mick can't come here. You said that Jose would kill you if he found out about him." "But why? What has Mick got to do with Jose? I want to know." Carmen didn't answer Tony's question, because just then she saw Roberto walking towards them.
"It's hot sitting out here," Roberto said, wiping the sweat from his face. "I'm going inside for a drink, but I'll be watching you from the window, so don't think of trying to escape."
They watched as Roberto went into the house, and then Carmen spoke.
"Mick and Jose once worked together. Drugs. But they had a bad argument, and now they hate each other."
"I don't understand," said Tony, curious.
"How did Jose and Mick get to know each other? Jose's Colombian, and Mick's American."
"You want to know too much," said Carmen, smiling. "I've got a better idea. Let's have a swim."
Tony took Carmen's hand.
"Please tell me," he said.
"Oh, okay," Carmen said. "I'll tell you the whole story."